If you talk to the students and teachers at Congress Elementary School in remote Yavapai County, pretty much everybody has a story to tell about an internet fail.
I always remember just like going on my computer and stuff and then like waiting like 5 minutes just to get onto the internet sometimes.
We came in and it was drizzling, we had problems.
She'd turn on a YouTube clip and that would shut down our 6th through 8th grade math instruction because it would take the bandwidth.
That was student Sadie Bazone, teacher Catherine Wood, and superintendent Stephanie Miller. Now, listening to their stories, I was immediately reminded of the late 90s with my trusty dial-up connection. But their stories were much more recent, like 2012.
5 years ago, everybody in this type of area, a Congress, a Skull Valley, a Yarnell, we could only get copper feeds to these locations, which at the maximum was the 3 megabits.
Stan Goligoski works with the County Education Services Agency. He explains today Congress Elementary has a 25 megabit connection through a microwave service. And while the faster speed does allow entire classes to access web pages at once and even a video conference with the occasional expert, it's still limiting, especially when you consider that the closest city has access to 300 megabit connections. Goligoski argues these days, high-speed internet should be considered as less of a luxury.
It's just like water, sewer, electricity. It's a utility.
We forget sometimes that when we live in Phoenix and Tucson and Flagstaff, where we have access to all this technology, that not everyone has access to this. And this is a severe detriment in terms of learning.
Stefan Swyatt is a spokesman with the Arizona Department of Education. He says the 33% of Arizona schools that are still using internet connection speeds below the federal definition of broadband are working under a combination of tough situations.
There was no incentive for telecom to build out to an area with 100 people.
And while federal funding has historically been available to help rural schools get better connections, it only covered 80% of the cost, which was more than most districts could swing. But Swyatt says his department is hoping a new program known as the Arizona Broadband for Education Initiative could be a game changer.
Now, this fiber can be laid down and it's going to be at no cost to those schools.
Basically, the state, along with some help from a federal private grant, is picking up the rest of the tab to help schools bring fiber optic cables to even the most remote parts of Arizona. Today, more than 100 schools in 13 counties are on board in some capacity, with 87 of them ready to begin construction in September. But it's more than just school administrators who are excited about this effort. Bringing faster internet speeds can be a boon for local businesses.
And working in partnership, we need to continue that fiber line, you know, all over town.
Bobby Davis is an economic development specialist in Payson. He explains in this situation, schools act as an anchor institution because they're the ones with access to the major infrastructure funding. But once a fiber line has been extended to a local school, connecting local businesses is all of a sudden a lot cheaper.
Without reliable, resilient, redundant broadband service, it's very difficult for anybody in the economic development field to even get a seat at the table when we're talking or trying to recruit larger businesses.
At the end of this 2-year program, state officials estimate about 95% of state schools will have broadband access, a goal they say that has the potential to impact upwards of 100,000 students. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.